It is not a disconnected fact to, that American women entering the labor force from 1970 to 2009 added $3.5 trillion to our economy. That is not disconnected from the fact that Roe became the law of the land in January of 1973.
The costs to the economy from the loss of all those lives, there have been 60 million legal abortions in this country since 1973. If you take the American GDP, the U.S. economic output, and you divide it by every person in the workplace, you get an average contribution to the U.S. economy currently in current dollars of about $125,000. That's a lot of money per person. And when you multiply that by the tens of millions of people who presumably would have been born or might have been born had it not been for Roe versus Wade, you're talking tens of trillions of dollars in national wealth that simply never got created. The average American pays about $10,000 in taxes at all levels. Think how many billions or trillions of dollars governments would have had to spend to help care for people who need help. She's completely got it backwards. The U.S. economy hasn't blossomed because of Roe versus Wade. It has suffered. It has been hobbled. We don't necessarily see it because we're talking about the contributions of people who were never born. But it doesn't take a lot of speculation to imagine what those people would have contributed if they had survived birth and been able to become productive American citizens.